The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
The school shootings in Texas are still one of the top news stories, but I noticed something the other day that was very fascinating to me. Instead of issuing thoughts and prayers like so many people do, it's become a trite phrase, we've talked about that before, I noticed a few politicians using the phrase horrified and heartbroken. And I thought to myself, it's interesting. They would usually go with thoughts and prayers, and now all of a sudden, it's horrified and heartbroken. Well, obviously, I wasn't the only one who noticed that, because online, people jumped on them and said, you know what, you can name it anything you want, you can put it through a focus group, you can try to come with another way to spin it, but horrified and heartbroken is still the same as thoughts and prayers, and it's just empty words. And I found it interesting that literally less than 4 or 5 hours after those statements were issued by lots of different people, horrified and heartbroken was kind of like thrown to the curb. As we all know, you can't say anything to make anything change. You've got to take action. And that's what people are arguing about right now and fighting about and crying about right now. Taking action. Horrified and heartbroken is not the way to go.